This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Facebook said it would suspend former President Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years following its findings that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Nick Clegg, Facebook's vice president of global affairs, wrote in a blog post Friday that at the end of this period, we will look to experts to assess whether the risk to public safety has receded. We will evaluate external factors, including instances of violence, restrictions on peaceful assembly, and other markers of civil unrest. On Facebook, Trump's suspension has meant that his account is essentially in Facebook jail, where others can read and comment on past posts, but Trump and other account handlers are not able to post new material. In January, Twitter also banned the former president for violating its glorification of violence policy, citing two tweets posted after the riots at the Capitol January 6th. May's jobs report shows employers are still struggling to find enough workers as the economy quickly reopens. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
After a sluggish gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Fauché says it's still a solid gain and expects hiring to pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts note there's still a disconnect between employers seeking to hire immediately and the unemployed who may be looking for better jobs, lack childcare, or are worried about getting the virus. The number of people working or looking for work fell in May after